All right. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me let Joe in. Here comes Malcolm. Okay. Maybe that's it for a while. All right. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in this. Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for all that's being done in our life. We thank you for your mercy upon us. And Lord, we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit, so much so that our hearts ain't got no more room, but nothing but you and the love of anything but you, Lord, that you're the only thing left in our hearts, Lord. Lord, keep us from doing anything that would be displeasing to you. Lord, I just ask and I pray that you guide us by your Holy Spirit and that your Holy Spirit would just lead us to the places you'd want us to go and keep us from those vain thoughts, Lord. Help us to cast down all thoughts that are not of you and to speak only as an oracle of you, Lord. And I praise you for that. Lord, put your will in us, your will in us to wholly serve you, O Lord, and that we don't make any provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And Father, we thank you for your straight and narrow walk that you put us on, and that you're the one cleaning us up, and by faith you're doing it, Lord. Take away from our heart all that's opposed to you, Lord. And we ask that you enter and abide and rule from this point on forever and ever. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18, but we all with unveiled face behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. And Father, we praise you, we glorify you, that we are walking, talking Jesus is here on earth because we believe. You've given us the faith, and we're using that faith to believe that we are sanctified, that nothing can get us off the path, Lord, because we're going to keep our eyes on you. And Lord, we ask for your anointing tonight upon everyone here to speak the things that you'd have us to speak and to pray the things that you'd have us to pray, Father, because we know that in this fellowship we have an open heaven. An open heaven, Lord, that when we pray, we know our prayers are answered. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus right now, I command all spirits that would try to hinder our communications, to try to drop us off, to interfere with our audio, to interfere with our microphones, anything like that. We bind you and cast you out of here in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that your angels be loose to guard our communications tonight and to keep it free and clear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the work that you're going to do tonight in each and every one of us, Lord. And let it be a blessing to all of us and to you, Father. Let us please you, Lord, with the things that we say and the things that we pray, and our faith that you've given us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-hoo. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be so fired up. Let me let these people in here. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. If you love Jesus, say amen. Amen. Glory to
amen.
God.
Amen.
Jesus. That's amen. Right. That's right. Glory to God. Go ahead, Phil. Yeah.
So there's been this lingering thought that I've had, and I want to confront it here in front of everyone. It's also a repentance, I guess. I have in the past played some computer games that were pretty involved with the occult. And I mean, there's obviously demonic presence there. And witchcraft, divination, things like that. So I mean, I just want to repent of all that. I renounce all of that. I've repented personally a while back ago, but I just don't want any lingering spirits to interfere with the gifts of the Spirit that I've been wanting to receive. And I just want to get rid of all that. Anything, any ties that might be there. I cast all that down. I renounce it all. I rebuke it and I repent of it. And I just want the Lord to fill me up with His Spirit and His gifts. And mm-hmm. so that His fruit will just be, so I'll have, I want Christ 100%, you know.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we hook our faith up with fear, and we thank you, Father, for his confession. And Lord, since he's confessed, he's free of it. And in the name of Jesus right now, we command every spirit that has attached himself to fear through these games, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that he's free of it. And not only that, Lord, we ask and we pray that you fill him to all that he can handle of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his confession. We thank you, Father, he's on the road of sanctification and he is holy as much as anybody in this room is holy. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Any kind of condemnation, we command it to go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for a free and clear mind. It's totally, totally committed to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank
Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. It is done, brother.
Amen.
Okay. All right, Pat.
Theo, just a quick question. Did you throw out or eliminate those games from your house and whatnot? Cleanse yep. your house, basically, would be the thought.
I sure did.
Okay. Just check and wanted to remind you. All right.
Yeah, the Lord convicted me a while back, and I just, you know, there are times the urge even comes back to play them, you know? And it's like, no, they're gone. mm-hmm. And so that's what my concern was. Like, I would have the urge, like a memory would come back, and like, I'd be like, hey, maybe I should, you know, go play the game. Why not? It's not that bad.
It's a lie. Amen. You're cleansed. Cool. You're cleansed, brother.
Thank Amen. You, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Hold on just a second. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey, Joe. What's up, brother?
Good morning. I did have a prayer request, but you covered it in your opening prayer, so I just agree with that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, Missy. Go ahead.
Having a hard time getting my microphone to pop up. I want to pray about these two runoff elections in Georgia for the Senate. So, Father, I just ask you to send forth your angels and not permit any election fraud with this time. And Lord, I just pray that your choice gets in there. I think I know who it would be, but anyway, Lord, no matter how it turns out, you know, I want there to be no election fraud, period. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have victory. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but he's got some kind of shocking breaking news tomorrow that he's going to be giving out tomorrow. I think it's at 9 o'clock, isn't it?
With the president, what, at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.?
Probably so. It'd be 9 a.m. A.m. I think that's what it is, Missy, if I remember correctly. 9 a.m. Eastern time. Okay, anyone else? Prayer.
Is that something he tweeted or?
You're talking about on the on Trump?
Yeah.
It's in that Operation Disclosure.
Okay.
Maybe it was Juan or Saban.
Oh, okay. He said that. But it's not something that that he said directly himself that he was going to make an announcement.
He referred to it last night, Missy, on the speech, on his speech. He said, yeah, he said, well, I'm assuming that's what he was talking about, but he said, we have some news that you're going to be shocked by or whatever tomorrow. So,
okay.
Something in that, on that order. I don't remember what it was. I caught it though when he said it. So, right. So I think he is going to break something.
Amen. Well, whatever it is, it makes no difference because we know who's going to be in there in the next 4 years. Because God said. And if God said, you can believe it. He's going to be in there. I don't care what them demos say. Go ahead, Missy. I think that's you. Is that you, Missy? Go ahead, girl.
I was thinking about this earlier and I was praying and about tomorrow. And I vaguely remember that now, Pat, him saying that. But I just want to pray. Father, I just ask you that tomorrow there is some big truth that comes out, no matter what it is, Lord. But that everybody in the nation hears about it and it not be hidden and squelched and not be made known, whatever that be, Lord, so that people that have been asleep or maybe not as aware of what's going on, Lord, that they would have their eyes open more, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I thank you, Lord, that whatever it is, you use it for your purpose, Lord. And I thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I can add to that.
Thank you, Lord.
If I can add to that just a little bit, Father, I'd ask that when this news is breaking out, Lord, that it not be hindered in any way and that the people would be able to receive it, Lord. And we just pray your blessing and safety and protection on all those involved. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen.
It doesn't look like he got it out. So, anyway. Yeah, Greg.
I was watching a report this morning, and I may not be as astute about American politics as you guys, but so if I'm sort of teaching you to suck eggs here, please stop me. But as I understand from this report, that on the 6th, which is for you guys is tomorrow, I guess it's a joint sitting of both houses. They take the electoral votes and they either accept them or reject them. Now it has to be objected to by a member of both houses. and then they're taken away and debated on for 2 hours. And then they come back and decide whether or not they're going to take him or not. Who was it? A guy named, his surname was Mo. I forget his first name now. I think he was a Republican senator saying he's going to object to the 6 swing states. But if you take each state and debate it for 2 hours, depending on how many you objected to, then it could be a while. But at the end of the day, and even apparently Pelosi said, the real date in the American election is the 6th of January. Pelosi? The one that passed away, the Supreme Court judge, sorry. The real old lady, anyway. I was watching that and thought, I understand a little bit more now what's going on over there. So it would be interesting, I guess, in the next 24 or so hours, see what comes out of all that. But, I think the prayers just covered that anyway. But I will continue to pray for America just because it needs
it. What they do tomorrow, you're exactly right. They debate for 2 hours on whether or not to receive the Electoral College vote and whether or not to certify it. And the 100 senators and ever how many House of Representatives are against it, against certifying it. It only takes 2 to do it. And so it's going to be sent back, and Pence will be able to call a general vote. I believe this is the way this operates. A general vote from each state, not each representative, but each state, which the GOP has a majority of in every one of them by a few votes. I don't know how many, but he's actually the GOP. So if it goes that away, that's what will bring Trump in. I don't know if it's going to go that away or not. I really don't.
No, I don't either. We'll wait and see.
It makes no difference. In my opinion, it doesn't make a bit of difference what happens tomorrow. It could have shocking breaking news, and David even has a saying about it, and we'll have to wait to get that out, but we'll put it out after tomorrow. But anyway, there's a half a dozen scenarios that could happen tomorrow. One of them could be, and we've heard this today again, that Pence resigned. He's not going to be running. He's not going to be in the vice president race with Trump. And the talk is that they're going to put one of two people in there. They're going to put either General Flynn or, get this, John F. Kennedy Jr., who should have died, or they said died back in 1999. In a plane crash, but there's been too many sightings. So I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll all come out. But in either case, it's God that's gonna bring him in there. And I'll tell you something else, it'll probably be God that gets the glory, because I don't think anything that Trump's gonna do is gonna work right now. I think God's gonna do it himself in a way that you'll know it's God. I don't know if he's going to just reach out there and I don't know how he's going to do it, but, take down the deep state by himself. And he can do that. He did that with 185,000 men out there, that time with one angel. So he can do it again.
It's going to be interesting. And let me say again, America, thanks for the show. It is really fascinating to watch.
And you agree. It is. It's ugly, ain't it?
Yeah, it's really ugly. I agree. If God doesn't do it, I don't want to see it happen.
Yeah, God's going to do it. I believe that. He's going to do it. He's already promised us that he's going to have Trump in there for 4 years. Now, he didn't say anything about Pence, so I don't know. I don't know about all that, but I do know that Trump's going to be in there.
Tell me if you need a hand, I'll take the job.
Huh?
If he needs a hand, I'll take the job.
There you go. Yeah, I told him my phone line is open to him anytime. He called me day or night. I'll probably answer. Okay. Yeah, Pat, I'm sorry. I did. You know, they put yellow hands up there instead of blue ones now. I have a hard time seeing those.
Maybe I can change them. Okay. Can we change the color on our end?
I'm asking you. I don't know. I don't ever have to raise my hand. I just tell.
Oh. I was sure. Listening. I was listening to a conversation that Trump and his lawyers and his team, I guess, was having with, I think, the Attorney General or something of Georgia. I think his name is Rothens Sperger or something.
They call him Rattenberger. His name is Rafflesberger or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I was listening. I actually read the transcript of the conversation back before, and you ought to read it just to see how deceived, I don't know if it's deceived or but every logical thing that President Trump brought up, he just wrote it off as there's no proof, or there's no, it was kind of strange in a way, but there's a guy that said, listen to a lot of his teaching, and he mentioned something which is certainly true to form. And he said, the statement was, a man's morality dictates his theology. And obviously what that means is that a person's spiritual sense of guilt or morality or the guilt that a person senses or has in their spirit dictates what they believe, what they will believe, because you will not tend to believe something that will condemn you. And it just hit me as I was listening to this guy's retort on everything that President Trump was bringing up. The thing I was thinking in the background was, he's got to have either a heavy sense of guilt or whatever, that he is not wanting to go where those conversations are leading him or whatever. But so, and I think there's just a massive amount of that in our leaders in Congress, because it's like when facts are presented, it's like it just blows over their head, and they just ignore it because they're thinking one way, and that's the way they're thinking.
Sure. Because we've had lots of experience in that, and that's called that stupid demon on factious people. That's exactly what it does. The Lord just wipes their brain from common sense at all, and they are ignorant to what you're saying. The demons will not allow them to agree with you. And that's the way the faction does. That's the way people that are in faction do that. And the Democrats and some of the GOPs too are in faction. Most of the government is in faction.
So there are people, though, that are, shall we say, deceived into functioning that way. And I think these that are that you're referring to, Michael, are people for the most part that have come up against the decision, have been shown that it's wrong to criticize, to rail on another, to accuse others, and they have been shown in their heart that it's wrong, and then they have rejected it. They willfully rejected that and continue to pursue their factious behavior.
What's the difference?
The difference is one is a deceiver and the others are simply deceived. The difference is
Now, the demon is
I believe there's a subtle difference. It's a difference between a liar, someone who tells a lie, who does it to deceive people, knowing that it's a lie. And then there are people that are ignorant of the truth, and they're simply repeating what they believe was the truth. Could be the same lie, but they're just mimicking it and repeating it like robots. And because they are deceived, they are unaware of that aspect. I think it's a subtle difference, but I think one can be redeemed and the other is hopeless. One can be, converted, can find repentance if they humble themselves to the word. I believe the other is reprobate and can't. So I guess that would be the difference. Why I brought that up, I'm not really quite sure, except I believe that we have that condition in our country as a whole.
Yeah. Well, here's the experience that we've had, Pat, with factious people. The ones that get reprobated are the ones that have gone too far. And the ones that have gone too far are reprobated. But some are not as confrontational as others. We've had the same experience. They're deceived. They're still deceived, but they don't voice rebellion against the fellowship, or they don't voice rebellion against Trump or whatever. But those are the ones that will be redeemed because the Lord changes them because of the prayers of the saint, not because they want to. It's because the Lord in his grace and mercy will change them. And that's the only way that they'll be saved, is that through God's grace and his mercy upon them. Not because they just automatically come to some knowledge. No, it's just like when we came to Christ, Man, I was 180 degrees away from Christ when I came to. I was having a good time. But then all of a sudden I went up there and the Lord spoke to me. I'm just saying. Changed my whole attitude, just like he did yours, just like he did everybody else's in here. And it's God, it's not man that comes to his senses. It's God that does that. He wipes them clean. He says, come on in, boys, come on in, we're needing you. And he does it. He doesn't all this garbage out there in this. Just like Greg was talking about, if you sit there and watch that stuff 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 16 hours a day, or whatever it is, you're going to be factious. You will. Because that's what that TV's putting out. It's putting out faction. Or the internet. It doesn't make any difference. What you're doing, what we're doing, if we get into that mode. Now, look, I've been caught up into that news junkie spirit myself and wanting to know the next great news is coming up, the next greatest thing that's coming up. Lord said, I'm the next greatest thing that's coming up. You better put your eyes on me. And that's the truth. That's the truth. We're at a point now where politics shouldn't make any difference in our lives, because as the bride, we have a job to do, and that job is to get our eyes on Jesus and to walk that holy walk that he wants us to walk, so that we can help these people like Pat was talking about, the ones that's going to change back, that God's going to change back and bring into the kingdom. We got to be ready for that. And they're sitting there watching, finding out, you know, I'll peruse the news just to see what we need to pray about, as David does, as y'all probably do too. But that's all we need to do. We just need to pray against all of that stuff. And matter of fact, we need to pray that God's will be done tomorrow. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift President Trump up to you, Lynn Wood up to you, Sidney Powell up to you, all of those, General Flynn up to you, all of those people that are involved, Lord, in keeping Cyrus, your Cyrus, in office, Lord. And we thank you for your protection upon him. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I know what we've been, what we think we know. But, Lord, we don't know what this shocking, breaking news is. But whatever it is, it's going to be of you. You're going to get the glory. And, Father, we thank you for protecting the president and all the people around him that are trustworthy. And, Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. I don't know. Lord, it's been supernatural how you've protected him this far. Supernatural. And if anybody can't see that, they're blind. And Father, I thank you for keeping this man alive and keeping him sharp on his toes, giving him great wisdom and discernment. And Father, you have made a Cyrus out of him. And I believe, Lord, because of it, we're all going to be blessed. And Lord, I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for whatever happens. Lord, I ask and I pray that tomorrow some of these, it's already been unraveled here, as the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and the human trafficking and all of this garbage that they've been doing and the murdering of these kids. And Lord, thank you for opening this up and showing us what's been happening all across the world with our leaders. Every one of them has been compromised, it seems like, except for just a handful. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for exposing every last one of them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Pat.
Father, we just continue. We also take this opportunity, Lord, just to single out those individuals that we're just referring to, those that have not pushed faction to its limit, those that are quietly, those that are have been deceived by that spirit. And Lord, we single them out today, tonight, for your grace in their life. In their life, Lord, we command light to shine in their darkness. We command that that darkness be split wide open by the truth, and allow the glorious light of Christ to flow into their hearts and into their awareness, to shatter this darkness, Lord. We claim those souls, Lord, that have been deceived by these wicked leaders that have been promoted and promoted themselves into place of leadership, not only in the political sphere, but in the social sphere, and also in our church, our churches, Lord, the religious community in this country, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit, your grace upon the hearts, those hearts, guilty as they are, but desiring to know truth, deceived as though they are, but desiring to know truth. We ask that you put a spirit of truth and desire to know truth, to know you. Lord, ultimately, if a person is desiring to know the truth, they will ultimately come to you one way or the other. They will come. And we just trust your guidance, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given us to guide us into all truth. And we claim that same Holy Spirit in these people's lives, Lord. Just bring forth a holy revival, a desire to know you, Lord, and we thank you for it. We just trust you that this environment that you are creating is conducive for just exactly that, to bring people to repentance. And so we cooperate with you tonight, Lord. We usher up our prayers. We lock arms to with each other just to be encouraged at what you're doing, Lord, and just give us wisdom and grace to cooperate with you. We thank you for it. We thank you for your truth and your spirit. Fill us, Lord, to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I believe it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right, George, go ahead, brother.
Amen. I agree with my brothers. And Father, I thank you that once again, zeal for your house is consuming your man-child here on the earth, and that you are going to let him rule with a rod of iron, Lord, that you're turning him loose, Lord, to set things straight. And the warnings have been going out long enough. Your people have been trodden down. Your Chinese Christians have been abused. All around the world, your people have been taking abuse and persecution, Father. And we've got these powers that should not be, with all of these plans that you're laughing at right now, Lord. They want this great reset. They don't get to use the word great, because we have a great God, and you are unleashing your greatness on the planet right now to disperse all of their wicked plans to put people in slavery, Lord, and you're going to let them be given over to their idols. But Father, you're going to declare a jubilee over your people, and you are setting a feast in the presence of our enemies for all of your people. So Father, I just proclaim that time of feasting and jubilee and debt forgiveness and all of the things that they would plan to put us in slavery it'll be their own devices that they're trapped in, Lord. They're slaves to their own wicked devices, Father. So I thank you that you're laughing at them, and help your people to laugh at them also, Lord. When they all try to conspire against you, Lord, put them in derision, Lord. Turn them over to their own deception and give them over to those spirits, Lord. We ask you for mercy for your people like never before, Lord. Let your light shine, and let that latter rain combine with the former, Lord. Let us be part of the harvest. There's going to be more people in Washington, D.C. than anybody can imagine tomorrow. And Father, let that just be a drop in the bucket to what you're going to do for a harvest on this planet. And Father, I just thank you for your goodness and your long suffering and your mercy. Father, I thank you that it's a new day dawning, Lord. And from the eastern gate, Lord, you're coming, and it's a bright shining on all of us, Lord, that we should expect great things. And we're going to keep that word great. There's not going to be a great reset. There's going to be a great God and a great awakening and a great return to our first love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. Yep, that was another great prayer. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, George. Go ahead, William. How's it going, brother?
Oh, it's going very well. Thank you, Michael. Evening, everyone. I just want to ask this. Trump is placed back in power for us for some time, for Jacob, a small house shall he stand, right? So we've got some time to prepare ourselves. for the great tribulation. Am I right about that?
You'll have 3.5 years is what the Lord told us 5 years ago. So in other words, Trump's going back in for the second term.
To give us preparation time, eh?
Yes, it'll give you time to get your faith built up, to believe, to make it through the last 3.5 years.
Okay. I just want to pray.
Go ahead, Will.
No. Say what you want to say. It's no problem.
Well, the best thing to do is to be believing God right now, you know, before the tribulation. That way you'll make it into the bride. And from the bride, you know, there's lots of great things that happens when you're in the bride. But anyway, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Lord, thank you for this prayer time. Thank you for what you've done in my heart the last week. I've awakened out of so many slumbers. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for everyone that's standing in faith for Trump to stand strong now and to praise you for the finished work that you've done. Lord, I pray that all of us now go into the next phase, which is the time that we've got to prepare for the tribulation. Lord, I ask that we are all over-prepared by the time that the tribulation hits us, that we are over-prepared, like that awesome feeling when you were in school, you know, you get that feeling. Well, there's a few times, I wasn't a very adamant student, but there was a few times when I was over-prepared for some exams and tests, and it was a wonderful feeling. And I guess we can ask the same thing for the Lord, that we'll be over-prepared by the time that the tribulation hits us. And also, Lord, that you send us dreams and visions about the tribulation as prep, because it's going to be very dark, but not in our hearts and in our eyes. It's not going to be dark for us, Lord, and we praise you for that. But we ask you now to go, that we'll go into the next phase by faith, which is if Trump is in, we've got more time to prepare, that we will focus now 100% on preparation and everything we need for the tribulation to come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, William. That's good. Thank you, Will. Okay, Dominique, go ahead, brother.
So, a little off topic, but there's been a lot of people on at the store right now working, and there's tons of people coming in getting like the Mega Millions and Powerball. I don't know if that's a New York thing or like a cross country thing. It's been like a very high digits right now, like I think 414 million, so people are going crazy over it. I just wanted to pray for them, because it's like they could die on their way to cash it in even if they won, you know what I mean? And it's sad to see how much they're focused on it. So I know I can't judge them, I'm not judging them, I just feel bad for them, because I can see how hyper focused they are, and you know, if you mess something up they'll freak out kind of thing. So you can tell that there's a spirit behind it. I just ask that you guys pray for them.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Lord, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. I just ask that you take away any spirit blinding these people and thinking that they need riches of the world, and realize that they need to invest in the treasures that God has given us, Lord. And I just thank you for setting them free and binding any spirits that are attacking these people. Show them that the only riches that we need are in heaven, and that their true treasure is finding you, Lord. So I thank you for this. And thank you for guiding these people to the right way. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Get them directed in the right way toward you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I heard today, I think that's what I heard him say, that there was a caravan, Trump train, coming from Adak, Alaska, down to Washington, D.C. Now, that's pretty far distance there. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard that. I heard it was from Alaska. Golly. They're coming south for the winter. That's what they're doing. getting out of that. Yeah, Will, go ahead, brother.
I just, this evening, I did David's last teaching, and that was really, really good. I just wanted to sort of put it out there. If anyone hasn't listened to that teaching, please listen to it. It's a very good start to the new year. And I was sort of, I don't know what you've got planned for the evening, Michael, but it would be nice if we could go through that prophecy from the Christmas, the man with the surname Christmas. There's a few things in there that I think would be good for a discussion, that whole, and you know, I remember I got a word from the Lord telling me my suffering was over 4 years ago. And immediately after that word hit, it stopped. And this, when David read that prophecy, I got exactly that same feeling. Exactly that same feeling. So that everything, I just got a good feeling that everything, I just sat in the car and I got the word 4 years ago that, listen, you've now suffered enough, it's over. Bah! And it stopped immediately. And this was just so similar to that. But it's so good. I was hoping, Lisa, let's, but unless you don't have anything better.
Did you want to read or what?
Yeah, if we can read it, it would be good if everyone else is
very long. I haven't heard it. Somebody sent it to me, but I hadn't had time to listen to it. Go ahead.
No, it's short and sweet.
Yeah,
but I don't have the copy. I don't have the copy with me. I don't. If anyone does have it and wants to read it,
yeah. One thing. Christmas. You got to understand. Christmas is in mainstream church, so a lot of stuff he has is okay, but some of it's kind of skewed. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I have it in front of me. I could read it. It's probably going to take 15 minutes or so, if you want.
The section David read was quite short. Sorry for interrupting. It was not 15 minutes. But
I don't know. I don't think we really need to go into 15 minutes of it, but if it wasn't more 5 minutes, that'd be okay. But maybe y'all can listen to it and tell us what's in it. Yeah, Barry. Maybe Barry has some information.
Well, I think what he's talking about might be what was in the Bible study Sunday, the prophecy, Ken Christmas. I think that's what he's talking about. So it's not Christmas like Jingle Bells. This is Christmas like a guy's name.
Kent Christmas is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the message.
Okay. Does anybody have it? I don't have it.
Yeah, I'll read it.
That 15 minutes?
Nah, I'll run through it.
Okay. That was
good. I'll go quick.
Okay.
All right, transcribed by Terry McKinley. A few weeks ago, actually about 3 weeks ago, I had not heard from God, and I assumed, that I would just come and preach. And probably a week ago, I began to feel God speak to me, and I went to prayer, and God began to download the word of the Lord in me, and the bulk of what I'm going to give tonight. I received in about an hour and a half in my prayer time, walking around the park, and I began to write down what I heard God saying to us. I'm thankful that God is not silent. I pray tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would get inside you and encourage you by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. Now, Lord, I stand before thee as a servant, and God, I humbly, Lord, am honored to be able to release your word. Now, God, I see you in the heavens stepping out of the throne room as a lion, that God is beginning to pace through the earth. And tonight, Lord, I believe that you are as the Lion of Judah will roar in the midst of thy people, that God, even tonight, now in the atmosphere of the world that is partying so, Lord, is there a celebration? Is there a celebration in heaven for that which is being released by the power of God? So, Lord, let your word go forth as a sword. Let it begin to sever the very intent of the enemy. And let God, when we wake up in the morning, we will begin to know that thy word is being fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen. When I came to the church for the first time, this is Jesus speaking. When I came to the church the first time, I washed my disciples' feet to teach them humility and to release the heart of the servant among them. Now in this hour, I'm raising up men and women who are willing to wash my feet, says the Lord. For as you do so, the Lord will loose a cleansing in the earth. I allowed the church to be shut down for a season because I am retooling and I am now bringing forth a new thing. I'm also saying, God, removing unto my church, for there have been Achans in my house who have stole my glory, and that belongeth to me, and they buried it in their own flesh for their own profit, and I am now removing that Achan spirit from the house of the Lord. I had gifts and anointings that I have held back that I am now going to release to men who have walked in humility and have possessed a heart of a servant. I am now going to remove darkness from the nations for a season. The light that will remove the darkness of satanic power is the glory of the Lord. To the men and the women who were wise virgins and that put on my presence, I am now dispatching angels with fire in their hands to come to the earth and to light the lamps of my remnant. The light which is my glory cannot be put out by man, but it will continue to get brighter until I call my bride home, saith God. To those who did not give up on me, but have stood on my word in this battle that have been fought in this nation, I am now going to take your seed of faith and I'm going to breathe on it as I breathed on Adam, my son. As I began to breathe on the seed of faith that is in you, it will very quickly become a great harvest, both in the natural and in the spirit realm, saith God. Know this, that my faithful sons and daughters, I am now coming quickly, and my reward is with me. For the next 4 years, what you're going to see me do will be so powerful and miraculous that you will forget the pain and the sorrow that you have gone through from the battles of the past. This last outpouring of my glory will be filled with the faith of Abraham, the praise of David, the purpose of Elijah, the favor of Job, the protection of Esther, the boldness of Peter, and the revelation given to John. This final outpouring of my glory in the earth will be indescribable and undefinable. Everything that I'm going to do, this generation has not seen up until this time. In the next 4 years, I'm going to touch every nation on the earth. And when my glory is released from my Father in heaven, it will not just start in one nation, but it will be released at the same time all over the earth. Just when you believe that, you understand this last great move of God, I will shift and I will change. I am now releasing the fullness of all that I have done in the earth at this time. To some, they will see me as the Lion of Judah. To others, they will see me as a lamb. One moment, it will look like revival, healing of sickness and disease. Yet the next moment, it will look like the outpouring of the day of Pentecost. This will not be controlled by man. It will not be ended by man. I am now becoming all things to all men. To one, I will be a blessing, but to the other, I will be a curse. No longer will the counterfeit church profit for who I am, for I have stood in silence and watched my name be profited for sin and for ungodliness. But know this, saith the Lord, I will lift my hand off of every house that barred me from their door, that would not let me be moved in the midst of my people, but only used my name for their own profit and their own moving forth in their own visions. But now this last release of God's glory is being initiated by the Almighty Father in heaven, for the Father is now preparing the bride for his Son, Jesus Christ. This day, saith God, I release a dowry as the Father of Jesus unto his bride, and that which has been precious to me, I now release to you. For the bride will not marry the master without having possessions of her own, of her home. Because the bride will be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, the men and women that God is going to use will not have sin in their lives. I will uncover those that have couched their sin and have covered it and have moved in the gifts. This move is not about the gifts in men's lives, but it's about the righteousness and the relationship of God Almighty. For demons are not moved by gifts, but demons are moved by holiness, says the Lord. And this move is a move of holiness and not of gifts. These men will not seek their own glory. They will not fail. The great moves of God in past decades have declined and came to an end because many the people that God used who started in the spirit ended in the flesh. For though they were humble in the beginning, they could not handle the glory and the honor that came with it. Not this time, says the Lord of hosts. The men and women I am now raising up, I have invested years in. In preparing them for this time, many them have that have that I have for, many have thought that I have forgotten them, saith the Lord, but I have not. I refused to use the old wineskins that are not able to flow in the spirit. There are many ministries that though they have been profitable, I am moving away from them because they have become brittle and could not change. To the men and women in whom I have put the fire of testing and purifying for years, because you have remained faithful to me, in the next 4 years, you will accomplish more than you have accomplished in your lifetime. This nation has taken the old and the wise and the gray-headed and stuck them on the shelf, for they have replaced them with young men who have not been through the fire. I make a covenant promise to you, saith the Lord, that I am reaching back into the house of God, and I am touching the Joshuas and the Calebs and the hoary heads, saith God, who have been put on the sidelines. But I did not retire you, saith the Lord. They retired you, and you are not done until I say that you're done. I know, says the Lord, that you who are remnant have suffered greatly over the years for me and my vision to be fulfilled in the earth. I now make a covenant to you that the reward that I have for you in the world to come is so great that if I showed it to you right now, you would not be able to comprehend what I have set aside for you. What mankind is now entering into, I call harvest, because that which every man has sown, he is now going to start reaping for many. It will be devastating and grievous. They will lose all that they have, but for the faithful, it will be joy and laughter. The days of tears are over for the remnant, and the days of sorrow are come to an end for the house of God. For I am getting ready to move in the house of the Lord, and there no long, and there is no longer a sound of death, but there is a sound of victory. There is a shout, saith the Lord, that's being released in the house of God. Get ready, says God, for no longer will your harps hang on the willow trees. Get them off, says God, for there is a new song that is being released in the spirit realm. When the song is played, saith God, I will touch the unchurched and the unsaved, and they will say, what is this that I hear? And God will say, it is the sound of David, for I am now raising up the tabernacles of David, saith the Lord, and the seed of David will be lifted up in the midst of praise. For many, it will be the time of joy. But for others, it will be a time of sorrow. It is now time, saith the Lord, for all men to begin to reap what they have sown. Know this, that today the court of heaven has set down to declare heaven's final judgment on this dispensation called grace. The gavel has been raised. The will of man's creator, who is God, shall now be accomplished in the earth and it, as it is already in heaven. So now the next sovereign action of God is that I have ordered an angel, that says the Lord, to the earth to begin removing the spirit of heaviness from the bride of Jesus Christ and to give the garments of praise to the saints of the Most High. There are walls as there were in Jericho that many have looked on and said they cannot be penetrated. But I say unto you that there are no walls that hell has raised up this nation that I am not going to be able to tear down. There are no barriers that will be able to withstand my glory, my power. For my purpose is now going to come to pass in the earth. For the righteous that I am going to use to in this harvest, I am now binding the spirit of death, that it will not touch them, and that the death rate among my people will decline. But among the wicked, the death rate will increase. In 2020, you saw and watched and heard that the wicked tried to enforce their evil plans on this nation. They have sat in the back rooms, hidden, while they have formulated the devastation and the end of what I have declared. But I say to thee at the end tonight that it is over, and that as of 2021 is birthed in the spirit, and you will see Almighty shut quickly the mouth of the Satans as the world has tried to shut the mouth of the church. I now shut the mouth of the wicked, saith the Lord. The truth will prevail, just as I told Daniel, hallelujah, that after 21 days thy prayer has been heard, saith the Lord, and the answer is on the way. So now I declare unto you that the midnight hour, when 2021 comes into being, that I, the Lord, saith unto thee that the prayers that have come up out of this nation are now being received by the hand of the Almighty. And I, thy God, saith to thee that this night heaven is empty of angels, because I am loosing them on the earth. And the wicked who have thought that they sorry, that they were wiser than God, and the agnostics and the atheists had said, no, no, in a moment, saith the Lord, I will end your rule and end your reign, for I am not done, saith the Lord. I am not done, saith the Lord, but I am just getting warmed up, saith God. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man those things that I have prepared for the righteous. So shall, saith the Lord, I give you authority, saith God, over the diseases of this nation. For even as you begin to release the power of the word of the Lord, you will, so will I back thee up. No longer will your prayers be empty. No longer will there be a delay. But while you are speaking them, saith the Lord, I will send the answer before it ever gets out of thy mouth. I, the Lord, saith God, have waited for such a time as this. I, the Lord, thy God, am still God. I rule in the heavens, I rule on the earth, and I saith the Lord, I will triumph for thee in this hour, saith God. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, hallelujah. The first becomes the last, the last becomes the first. Even now, saith the Lord, I am taking deeds and property, and I am giving them unto the servants, for there will not be debt on this last move of God, because I refuse, saith the Lord, to have banks finance what heaven births. But what I birth, saith God, I will also finance. Is this not an hour where the wealth of the wicked is being released into the righteous? Debts are being canceled. I also, saith the Lord, that you tithers that have given sacrificially, editor's note, this is David's editor's note, yes, even those who have given sacrificially under the law can have it returned by God's grace. See the note below, etc. No longer am I going to rebuke the, I am just going to rebuke the devourer, but I'm going to open up the windows of heaven, saith God. I'm going to cause men to give unto your bosom. I say, see, saith the Lord, homes being paid off for the righteous. I see, saith God, that you will take the wealth of the sinner, and it is being transferred into the kingdom of the Lord. Excuse me. Is this move, saith God, one of the very first things that I'm going to do, that I'm going after your unsaved children of the righteous, and the first waves of harvest, saith the Lord, that's coming into the house of God, is I am going to get your children. I'm going to get your babies. I'm going to get your kids. I'm going to loose them from drugs. I'm going to loose them from perversion. I'm going to heal their spirits. And what professors and what teachers have taught them, I will cause them in a moment to say lies, lies, lies. And thus saith God, the word of the Lord was put in them as a child, and it shall be released, and they shall come home, because I am on your side, saith God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Also, this is a year of increase, saith the Lord. No longer will righteous houses be empty, but God says, I'm going to fill your churches, and I'm going to fill up your buildings. Hallelujah. In this hour, saith the Lord, what the press will remember, what the world will remember, is not sports, not Hollywood, nor does it matter, saith God, what they say they will do. I say it's over, and they will never recover, saith God. I will fill their auditoriums and fill their arenas with my praise. Where they have praised men, now they are going to praise me. And what they built for men, they found out that they built for me. And where I have had to let the world finance my kingdom, now, saith God, I'm reversing it, and I'm going to let the world have to give it to the kingdom of God. The wealth of the earth for the glory of God shall be released, saith the Lord. And then he says, I want to encourage you that God does not lie. God does not lie. Boy, I feel the authority of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, etc. I speak to Washington, D.C., in the name of Jesus, every wicked plan, every evil man, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I rip the cover off of you. God says, I have holy men now. There's a spirit of boldness in the Holy Ghost. Don't back down. Don't apologize. No, don't be ashamed, for the shame will kill your power, but the gospel will loose you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, Lord, I loose your word upon your people that you will not that will not return unto you void, but it shall prosper and accomplish that which you have declared tonight, saith God. Amen.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank
Praise
you,
Lord.
I wanted to get up, Pat, and start dancing around, but I scared y'all to say something about it. As shy as I am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yep, that's pretty much what we've been hearing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, you get the glory. We praise you, Father, for filling these stadiums up with your people. Glory to God. Let the gospel go out across this nation and across the world, Lord. We praise you for doing that, Lord. We claim satellites up there for the gospel to go out to in Jesus' name. We claim all of these countries, Lord, that they would open up. Lord, just like you're opening up over there in the Muslim countries now, that the whole countries, whole countryside over there is getting changed, Amen. Getting turning to you, Father, because praise of your grace and your mercy upon these Muslims, Lord. And I praise you for what you're doing it all over this world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Thank you, Pat. That was good. I'm glad y'all talked me into it because I didn't know.
Thank you, William. That was your idea, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Will. 5 minutes. Yeah, okay. But it was worth it. It was worth it. Hi, Missy. It was definitely worth it. Go ahead, Missy.
I earlier today, I was praying kind of silently, you know, at the time. And I kind of dozed off for just a little bit. And I was like half in and half out. And I don't know if it was, if you'd call it a dream or if you'd call it a vision, but it was like I was just watching what was going on. It was like I was on a stage where there was other people, but I couldn't see them. But there was a stadium full of people, and I knew it was Christians, and they were like all cheering, and it seemed to me a man was saying something about preaching about the fear of God. And it was like wow. It was cool. It was cool. It was like, yeah, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, we've had visions of stadiums here, people out from here preaching the gospel in stadium full of people. Football stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Will, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, while I was listening to David break it down and talk about it section by section, the one thing that I'm very happy for the Lord for making such a beautiful promise and prophecy now, it's really awesome. But then there was a part where it's now time to reap what you have sown. And that sort of put the fear of the Lord on me. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm fighting for breakthrough for. And some things aren't completed. And I must say, distractions of the world has been a big crime that I've been involved with, being easily distracted by things and time management. And I just sort of asked the Lord, sure, Lord, there's a few things that I haven't gained the victory over. I don't want to be punished for that. And I just I just sort of opened up my Bible and I got the scripture. The Lord will crush Satan under your feet shortly, which I'm thankful for. I just want to praise the Lord for that verse. Then there was, I sort of asked the Lord, I know that we all are guilty of things and we all get judged by the Lord. And I was sort of wondering in the time that's coming, the Lord is still going to judge me for any of the, we have to bear the weight of what we've done in this time. Did we put 80% in? Did we put 100% in? Did we put 100% in some areas and 80% in some areas, you know? And I was sort of just fearful, and I just sort of asked the Lord, am I going to get punished for the things that I haven't gained the victory over? And I got the strangest verse. Read it to you. It's somewhere in Mark, but it's when I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched not forth your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And they seized him. It's the strangest verse on that question I asked the Lord. So, yeah, I'm uncertain. I'm also a bit fearful, hopefully not in a bad way, but fearful, godly fear that I must make my own deadlines, because you will reap what you will sow this year. If you must be, so that was a warning, you know. You will reap what you will sow. You have sown, so you have to make sure that you are not in willful disobedience and that you are 100% in fighting your sins, I guess.
Well, I can tell you this much, Will. If you're doing everything and you're still going forward, when the time comes, he's going to anoint you, all of us. And with that anointing, you'll be able to overcome everything, because you'll realize what the priority is. God will give you that wisdom, and he'll also give you the discernment at that anointing of the bride. Just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Look, he's just like Julie said in the chat there, and Pat also. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Our sins and failures are paid for by the blood of Jesus. We're saved by grace and not work. So don't worry about what you're doing. Forget about the past. Go forward from this point on. You'll be fine. Always believe by faith that you're going from glory to glory. By faith. It's not by our works. There's not anything that we can do. The only thing we can do is believe God. And when you believe God, he's going to bless your socks off, boy. I'm telling you, he's going to do it. He's going to bless all of us, every one of us that are going into that faith realm and believing God for everything. I know that we stumble. We all do. But by faith, we keep forward. We keep going forward. Believe that you have received, like Judy says. Yeah, absolutely. Received. That's past tense. Glory to God. We don't look back. We don't look back at what we've done in the past. We look forward at what's coming ahead. And when you do that, you don't have any worries, because God, Jesus, is coming, and he's going to bless everybody. And just like Christmas's prophecy there, it's going to be an awesome time. We've been talking about this for a long time. We've been talking about this time ahead, this year, it looks like. Looks like this year is going to happen. And I believe everybody, look, if you're worried, if you have the fear of God, don't worry. That's a good thing. Go ahead, Pat.
I'm reminded me of the Lord gave me a kind of a picture of because I felt the same struggle that William was feeling, struggle over certain things and to find the way and don't feel like I've made it or measured up or, whatever. But he gave me a picture of believing and how it was a picture like in the 30s and the Depression time days when you saw soup lines and people in a soup line and whatnot. And this this guy walking down the street next to this soup line, and there was a sign on the door that said, "Enter in here and you will find riches." And the guy stopped, read the sign, and he entered into the room, and it was all dark. And he started, asking, looking around, trying to search and find the light, and couldn't find it, and was stumbling around and feeling around. Then he finally found the light and flipped it on, looking for the riches and whatever. And the only thing he saw was another door. And so he went through that door, and it was dark, and he ended up, well, I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but the point that the Lord showed me about it was that all of those people out in the line, in the soup line, waiting to get, their bowl of soup at the end of the line, they were asking questions too. A lot of their questions were based upon, will there still be soup there when I get to the end? What am I going to do today after I do that? What am I going to, what am I going to see? When shall I go to this, shall I go to my neighbors? Thinking about these things. But only the people that actually believed for a promise and actually went into that room, they had the opportunity to find the riches of Christ. They may have entered into that room and it was dark, and they ended up asking more questions, but those questions were related to finding the riches. They weren't worried about the bread line or the food line outside. Every place of every, on the other side of believing something, there's always questions in order to find the way through to the truth. Until you find the light, until you are able to easily go to that place and flip the light on and shed light in that dark room. So I think we're constantly in that realm all the time. There's always things that we're struggling over. And we're always, we're always looking, we're always searching to find God in better ways, deeper ways, or whatever. And if we get dull of not seeking God, then God raises up some problems in our lives faithfully so that we're motivated to start looking for Him and seeking Him for those solutions. So, to a certain degree, I feel, that William maybe is looking at those pile of questions and maybe and getting a little bit overwhelmed. But I know for a fact that we are moving into a time of blessing, and that God is going to pour out His Spirit on us. And these questions that we have and these struggles that we seem to struggle with now are going to brush off of us like we're going to blow right through them. They're going to be a piece of history. We're going to be blowing right past them into walking with the Lord and walking in his power. So, but the point being, if we never entered into that room, if we never entered into that room where we're searching and trying to find the light in this dark place, then we wouldn't be prepared for that spirit when it comes. And so I would just encourage you, William, you probably have more than what you think you have in this situation, because you have God's spirit that's continuing to draw you. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to read something from Ezekiel chapter 36. I think the Lord is speaking to us here. It's not the whole chapter, but I'll read some of this. Starting at 36:1, and the title is Prophesy to the Mountains, Israel. And that's us, this prophesy to these mountains. You, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because the enemy has said against you, aha, and the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the nations. And you are taken up in the lips of talkers and the evil report of people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the cities that are forsaken, which are become a prey and derision to the residue of the nations that are all around. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy, I have spoken against the residue of the nations and against all Edom, that they have appointed my land to themselves for possession with the joy of all their heart, with despite of soul, and to cast out for a prey. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel and tell the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have bore the shame of the nations. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have sworn, saying, surely the nations that are around you, they shall bear their shame. But you, mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you. I will turn into you, and you shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men on you and all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be built. And I will multiply on you man and animal, and they shall increase and be fruitful. And I will cause you to be inhabited after your former estate, and will do better to you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess it, and you shall be their inheritance, and you shall no more henceforth bereave them of children. Thus says the Lord God, because they say to you, you are a devourer of men, and have been a bereaver of your nation. Therefore, you shall devour men no more, neither breathe your nation anymore, says the Lord. Neither will I hear any more the shame of the nations, neither shall you bear the reproach of the people anymore, neither shall you cause your nation to stumble anymore, says the Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Dave. All right. Anybody else? tell you what comes to my mind, Will, is 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter speaks about seeing the end in view. It's a good bunch of verses here. He says, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, seeing that his divine power hath granted, already done, it is past tense, unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue. It's already been given. He said, hath granted. We're seeing the end in view. Okay. We're accepting that he has already given us everything we're ever going to receive. Let's continue on in 4, whereby he hath granted, there it is again, hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature. That divine nature is perfection. That's what that is. Having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust, we're being delivered from our sins and we're given over to the nature of Jesus Christ. He says that twice. He hath granted. Says it twice. When we all we have to do is see it is already accomplished. It's already done by faith. Faith calleth things that are not as though they were. Isn't that what it says in Romans 4:17? Okay, and then verse 5. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence in your faith. We got to be diligent to hold fast to the faith of the gospel, don't we? So that God can present us holy and without blemish and unreprovable before him, as it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 5 again. Supply virtue, and in your virtue, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your, and on and on and on, all of those things. In verse 8, for if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 9, for he that lacketh these things, do we lack these things? No, we don't, because he says, seeing that his divine power hath granted unto us all of this. We don't lack anything. We don't lack because we receive everything by faith. That's the walk that God has put us on. It's all by faith. Praise God forevermore. And that's what we have to do. Quit looking back and start looking forward. Viewing yourself, just like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. You all know it. All right, Will, go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Michael, and everyone that's been trying to help me get over my lack of faith. What I wanted to say is your testimony this morning was one of the first mornings that I forgave from anointing and not because of a few.
Well, your audio is such that we're having a hard time understanding. You're breaking in and out.
Is it better now?
Oh, yeah. What'd you do?
Yeah. I'll tell you next time.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
No. I just said this morning, it was the first morning I forgave out of anointing and not by self-effort. And another thing that I wanted to say is the Lord really blessed me after that as well. Because it's through his spirit, saith the Lord, not by works. Amen. And another thing what I really want to celebrate is in that Chris, it's funny that the guy's name is Christmas, like a Christmas gift, you know. We've got a great Christmas gift through the guy named Christmas. And I think it was such a nice parable. And another thing that I really wanted to celebrate is in that reading, the Lord says this year, all the children, all your children is going to come in and all your children are going to break free from addiction. And it's just going to be amazing, amazing revival this year. I just wanted to sort of place attention on that, that I'm really, really excited about seeing that manifested.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Sue, go ahead, or Judy, whichever one of you it is.
There's a song that's been going through me ever since.
What?
There's been a song that was that's been going through me ever since before the reading.
Okay.
I feel like I'm supposed to share it. I even went.
Well, go ahead and share it, girl. That'll be fine.
All right. Lord Jesus. Behold our King, he comes in the midst of the battle. Behold our King, he comes to help us fight the war. Behold the King, he comes to set the captives free. Behold the King, he comes to help us win the war. For the battle is not ours, but is mine, saith the Lord. For the battle is not ours, but it's yours, my King, my God. For the battle is not ours, but it's yours, my King, my God. For the battle is not ours, but it's mine, saith the Lord. Behold the King, he comes in the midst of the battle. Behold our King, he comes to help us fight the war. Behold the King, he comes to set the captives free. Behold the King, he comes to help us win the war. For the battle is not ours, but it's mine, saith the Lord. For the battle is not ours, but it's yours, my King, my God. For the battle is not ours, but it's mine, saith the Lord. For the battle is not ours, and through you we overcome. For we overcome by the enemy, overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Amen. Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was good, Sue. Thank you.
Man, that was good.
Well, he gave it to me to give to you guys, to everybody.
All right.
Thank you, Malcolm, for that.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's true. He's there. He's with us. He's with us. He doesn't leave us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So that battle Amen. Is his. It's not ours. We have to quit taking it. I had to learn that too, and I'm still, even before I sang it, I had to bow. But I went to the coins, and I got three heads. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Nice. Yeah, I was just thinking about the, this is Malcolm, just thinking about some things that came out in Mr. Christmas's dream. I just that's an interesting correlation there to the timing and everything. But one thing that dream, that word that he got, as well as others that seem to have, I just pick this out, and that is that there is a God has a new music. Is the songs are going to draw people that have not been the Lord's in the past and draw them in. There's some music that God has in store, and I just I sure love to be involved in that. But I just, you know, Andrew Strom, when he had that, he posted those three dreams or visions or something about music, the new music. That was a big question. A lot of people, musicians, Christians that were back in about 10 years ago or more, it was, what is that new music? Is it this? Is it that? Is it, you know, anyway, it's just,
because we won't know until the Lord releases it. But that, you know, that prophecy, you know, it's hard to listen to without crying. It's like, you know, we've been waiting a long time. And, you know, the promise for our children. I remember years ago, when I first started venturing out into this world of the Pentecostals and the Charismatics, I went to a Vineyard church, and I was still very involved in my own denomination, but I stepped out and chose to embarrass myself, and this guy calls me up to the front, packed church, and he said, he told me a bunch of things that the Lord had told him about me. And he said, one thing you're really concerned about is some other people that you're really almost desperately concerned about. He said, you need to relax and let the Lord work in you and let him take care of the other people. So that whole prophecy about the children, you know, of course, I think it's Isaiah 39 at the very tail end there of that chapter, but it's so encouraging. I will save thy children. So I know a lot of us and grandchildren, you know, in the Bible, children can be grandchildren too. So I know, Michael, you've got, you know, Blake and others that you've been praying for, and we all have loved ones that we've been praying for. And sometimes it seems like nothing's going on, you know, or maybe it's even getting worse. And it's just so encouraging to hear that again from this prophecy that David read last night, and then also, not last night, Sunday night, but also that you just read, Pat, again, which is just awesome. So I had a dream a long, long time ago that was posted on UBM's website. I guess it's still there. But there was all these army-type trucks with, you know, the green canvas on top. And it was all full of all these UBM people. And all of a sudden, David said, it's time to go. And he jumped in the Jeep. The Jeep headed off through this dark, very dark tunnel. And all the trucks with all the people followed. And what I didn't write down in the dream, I'd forgotten about it, but I remembered a little bit later after David posted it, and that was, after all that, we ended up in this stadium with extremely bright lights. It was the whitest light I've ever seen, and that was, it was so bright I could hardly even see the people around me, and that's kind of how that dream ended. So I like that continuity of these stadiums. There's bright, bright lights, these stadiums, and anyway, it sounds good. Don't know what it all means, but it's pretty exciting sounding.
Amen. I think it is. I think we're like we've always said, we're headed for some exciting times for those that are God. It's exciting times. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, anyone else? I will address this some other time. Yeah, Will.
No, I was just thinking, imagine David speaking in front of thousands and thousands of people in a stadium, actually willing to listen to him. That would be something. My mom wants to say something.
Evening, everybody, and I've really enjoyed tonight's meeting. And I had the part of the new wineskins and the old wineskins, and thought about it, and I really started, it was as if the Lord opened up that we really shouldn't mix our past with the present. And the present is just so new and bubbly and full of joy that we should just enjoy it. Anyway, that's about what I wanted to say. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jump up and down and clap your hands. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Now, remember Thursday night that we have communion. We're going to have communion. Benita had requested it. Julie requested it. So I thought two's enough. We'll just do it. Praise the Lord. So y'all get you just a little thing of wine. Now don't bring the whole bottle. Just bring a little bit of wine. Don't bring the whole bottle up there now. And then just a little piece of cracker, whatever you use. And we'll have a party. We'll have communion with the Lord, is what we'll do. Make sure, as I said in the email, that you're repented up. Everything's cool. Everything's good with you and the Lord. And we're going to see some things happen, I believe. I do. I believe we're going to see people getting healed, delivered, and set free that night. Praise God forevermore. So y'all be praying about it and get excited about it. Because I believe once that pulling on the Holy Spirit brings him in, and watch what happens. Glory to God. You alone in your house there, or with a bunch of kids running around, and the glory of God drops down and everybody just has a ball. Glory to God, that's going to be awesome. I believe it. I believe it. Lord, we just pray that the healing power of your Spirit be all over that place, all over this fellowship Thursday night. I know it's available to us at any time, but I'm just asking for an extra portion come Thursday night for all of your people that show up. And we do communion, Lord. And those that can't be with us, Lord, that are going to do communion wherever, Lord, we ask that you bless them too in the name of Jesus. Wherever, in Jesus' name. If they can't do it at the same time and they do it, I have to do it at some other time because of work or whatever, Lord, bless them. Bless them mightily in Jesus' name. Yeah, Dominique.
So I was just going to mention how I actually work when we would be doing communion. I will still join, but I just wanted to see if grape juice would work as wine because I don't have any wine. I actually do not like the taste of wine. So I just wanted to see if that would be a good substitute or not.
What's that? Grape juice? Yeah, absolutely. You can use right, Gatorade. Thanks.
Gatorade, all right.
Sounds like well, whatever, you know. I mean, it's just, it's a spiritual thing. Okay. Anybody else got anything they'd like to say? No, I don't know. I'll ask him if y'all want me to. I'll ask him if he wants to join us. Depends on how much, you know, how much he gets done that day. Yeah. I think he likes to do that. I know he's behind on his dreams and visions and things. He likes to get caught up on those a little bit more. But we'll see. I'll ask him. Claire, how you doing, girl? Where's Rian? I saw him on here earlier.
He's there, incognito at work.
Okay. All right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Blessed beyond measure, Michael. How are you?
Amy, I am blessed beyond my wildest dreams. That's how good. I am. Well, good. It's good to see y'all.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Tabitha actually asked me to share this testimony of her.
Okay.
She woke up on Saturday morning with a really sore tummy and she was vomiting everywhere. And we let her sleep a little bit more, and she couldn't keep anything down. And Rion prayed for her. And we have nothing in the house to stop that kind of stuff. Like, we don't have anything really. So, and where we live, stuff like that isn't available. We'd have to drive 1.5 hours. So I don't know how people do it here who don't live on faith. But anyway, perhaps they just stock up. I don't know. So he prayed for her and she went to sleep, and she came out of the bedroom and she said to me, when after she'd had like an hour nap, and she's like, "I'm healed. Can I eat?" And I said, "Absolutely." And I gave her like some food, and she's like, "Oh, that's really good." And then she's like, "Can I have some more?" And she was just, God healed so quickly. It was just wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. You go, girl, with your faith. We love it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That was awesome. Amen. Yeah, Pat.
I just wanted to make a short little comment. Something that I noticed the Lord kind of gave me here for, and that is, I read a dream. I had a dream. The Lord gave me back in 2010, and I read that to my wife, and the Lord kind of showed me that He wanted me to do that. I flipped the coins a couple times and got a couple heads, and so I read it to her, but I didn't make any comment related to it one way or the other. But the thing that the Lord showed me was that the dreams that He gives us, or shall I say He gives the church, they're kind of like, in a way, they're kind of like the same principle as tongues. Because they bypass the human interaction, shall we say, and they go directly to a person's conscience. They speak directly to the conscience. And so, because they usually kind of make very little sense. I mean, you know, it's usually kind of erratic. Very few of them are kind of stories. But it's just, there's not a lot of commentary that you can put with them, and not that you have to put with them, but they speak, they have the ability to bypass what you're saying and go directly to the conscience. So not quite sure that I can explain that very well, but I just thought I'd make that comment that it's pretty interesting, and that we can, you know, just reading those dreams are powerful in and of themselves because of the way that God conveys right directly to our heart. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Amen. Okay. All right, it looks like we're out of time. Go ahead, Missy. You got a minute and a half. No, you go ahead.
Just a quick update before the I can't remember. It's right after. No, I think it was right before that outreach. I checked to see what the election, how it was going, and at that point there was only 6% that had reported, and now and it was like majorly Democrat was winning, but now 79% reported, and both Republicans are winning by like one. David Perdue is up by 2%, and Kelly Loeffler looks like she's up by like 1%. So we're keep it going.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for both of them being in there in Jesus' name and making it. Thank you, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Amen. You can get those people out to vote.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Greg.
Thank you. Look, I just wanted to do an anti-Job thing and bless the day because it's my youngest daughter's birthday today. And she's an absolute delight to me. So yes, Lord, I just stand and bless the day that it be prominent. You know, I did write something down. That it be prominent and celebrated by those that praise, and the stars shine brighter and herald as a herald until they yield to the dawn. It's kind of
amen.
Job wrote there, Lord, written in Job, when he cursed the day. Which no, we're not going to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Father, thank you so much for a good night tonight. It's an awesome night. You carried it the whole way. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. We thank you, Lord, for getting us all ready for this great awakening that's fixing to happen with our family members and the people that we've been praying for and people across this world that are coming into the truth of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for your people. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless us with a good night's sleep tonight. Let us wake up in the morning supernaturally supercharged in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that tomorrow's going to be a great day. Ever how you're going to do it makes no difference. I know you're going to do it. And we thank you for it, Father. And we praise you, Father, for being our God, because we know that you're sovereign. You orchestrate everything for the good of your people. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, good night, y'all. God bless you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone. See you. Hey, thank y'all, all y'all, Pat and
praise the Lord,
George and Will and all of you that participated tonight, David and Denny and everybody.
Good song.
Amen.
You too, Michael.
Love y'all. Bless you. Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.
You were already in Wednesday. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You too. Be blessed.
Bless
be
y'all.
Blessed. Lock of Lock. Lock of Schlock.
Malcolm.
Yeah. God, I'll see you.
Amen.
Morning,
be there early.
Morning, Michael.
Can you hear me, Don? I'll see you in the morning. Can't hear you. You're muted. Oh, yeah. You remember? You got to unmute yourself in order to talk. I can't hear a word you're saying. I see your mouth. I can't read lips. I don't. Hey, Connie. How y'all doing? How y'all is? Everything all right? That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
We'll see y'all.